Don't say it so loud, Cave warns me, or people will come and beg us for some. I notice a few of our neighbors look in our direction. Here, everyone, have a small taste. We have to save some, Ma says as we gather around her. My siblings stick their fingers into the sugar and lick what they are able to pull out.
Me, me, me,
I beg Ma as she slowly lowers the pot to my level. I know it is my one chance to get as much sugar as I can, so I wait a few seconds to form enough spit in my mouth. Then I put my finger in my mouth and swish the spit around my finger to make sure I wet every millimeter of my finger. When I am satisfied that my finger is wet enough, I take it out of my mouth and slowly roll it around on top of the sugar. My finger rolls so slowly that I can feel the rough grains bonding to it. When I pull it out of the pot, I am happy to see what I have achieved. I have more sugar on my one finger than anyone else does. Carefully, I place my other hand under my treasure to catch any grains that might fall from my finger. Slowly, I walk my finger back to my spot on the mat and begin to eat each grain of the sugar. After dinner, Ma takes us girls to a nearby pond, which is already crowded with people washing their clothes and naked children tentatively putting their heads under the muddy water. The children all look too tired to bop up and down, laugh, or splash at one another. Ma instructs us to strip off our clothes. I remove my brown shirt, a shirt that was yellow when I hurriedly dressed 6 days ago. Naked, Chu, Gek, and I wait while Ma removes her clothes from under her sarong and hands them over to Cave. With no soap, Cave takes the clothes to the edge of the river and scrubs them against the rocks to get them clean. With Gek balanced on one of her hips, Ma takes my hand and walks Chu and I into the pond for our first wash in 6 days. Hand in hand, we stop when the water reaches my waist. The water feels cool and soft on my skin, slowly peeling away the layers of grime that have collected. The slippery grass in the water sways back and forth to the rhythm of our movements, gently brushing against my legs. Some of the blades slither around my ankles, sending chills up and down my spine. I jump and fall into the water, pulling Chu with me, who is still holding on tight to Ma's hand. When I resurface, they are all laughing at me. I am happy to have all of us laughing together again. In the morning, Ma wakes everyone, and we get ready for our 7th day of walking. The road ahead of us shimmers in the heat, and the dust swells are everywhere, burning my eyes.